Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I get really bummed out sometimes watching free society torn to pieces, watching criminality grow. Other times I get real cynical and sarcastic because I think about the morons that support all this corruption. They have no idea what they're doing. But the technocrats on top do. Going back to Derek in Ohio, yeah, Derek, I mean, it is a moral decline. And the big thing is the churches for 50 years have been state-run. The big churches, the glitterbug churches, the CIA with the name it and claim it fake right-wing churches out of Texas that went nationwide in the 70s and 80s teach this prosperity message. They break up families. You name it. They're actually PSYOP officers, a lot of them. That's actually come out in the news before. But a lot of these big preachers in San Antonio and Houston are actually on the government payroll. And if people didn't know that, you just search engine clergy response teams. We broke it, but there's actually newscasts that was declassified 7 years ago. In fact, not a lot of them, almost all of them are. And they get off on power trips. They go to meetings. They have ranks. They salute. The lower levels don't. They're just auxiliary spies. And they're bringing the country down. And that's why the Republicans won't do anything about the open border, because they're part of it as well. There's a rebellion by the Tea Party to try to fix it, but that's why they're going to just DEFCON 1 and just lowering the border completely, putting out the call as dozens of trains a day with thousands arrive. And they're going to bring them to every town and then create a whole crisis out of that and then exploit those people as well. So the poor people being brought in from the collapse regimes are in the same boat as those of us here. But it doesn't matter. They're still being used as a weapon. It'd be kind of like in the Civil War, you know, you might be fighting your brother across the line. Still, they're being ordered and commanded to do things that will bring the country down. They are being politically programmed to vote, to end the family, end the Second Amendment, end private property. It's here. They're going to take over. And they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on the Tea Party and come after us. I mean, that's what they're going to do. Now, we've got the boldness to know the enemy's plan. And it's so epic that we're aware of the enemy's operation, have accurately predicted their next moves, and now we can stop them. But people every day see me on the street and they say, thank you, we're glad you're there for us. Hey, listen, brother, I'm here for me. If you're going to be free, I'm going to be free. Everything's connected. And I'm doing this for the future and for justice. And because I have fight and flight. And I've never really run. I'm not very good at running. I just tend to always go into fight. And so I'm doing it for you too. But, buddy, I'm doing it for all of us. And I need you to get involved as well. I don't care what it is. You better just get moving. I mean, it's that simple. This is a takeover. And the globalists are organized, they got our tax money, and they've got their commanders in place. I mean, Rodriguez is so arrogant on and off the air, where he admits he works for the government and will, you know, put out propaganda to open the borders and stuff. He's probably got a rank as well. I mean, they're trying to hire all the dentists I know through my dad to be in Homeland Security and spy on people, and not for terrorism. I mean, this is a takeover, folks. This is North Korea. Derek, would you like to say anything about that, or you got anything else you'd like to comment on?
Well, I'd like to say that my wife and I are having our first baby, and we feel so blessed, and we realize that there's nothing more important in our lives right now, and I realize my time here is only that. It's not forever, and we're only thinking of our children and our children's future and what kind of world that they're going to be brought up in and what's actually going to happen. This is just so crucial, and to see so many people that they're not young people. They're not interested in having families. They're not interested in having children. They just want to stay children themselves forever, it seems. I'm not trying to generalize all people, of course, but it's really something that I notice. And God, just help us all.
Well said, sir. Very, very well said. And just stick together. I mean, they're trying to ban homeschooling in a whole bunch of states, saying you'll get a CPS visit. Even, I mean, it's just incredible.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's worse than I thought.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time,
ladies and gentlemen, give it to me. Carmageddon was supposed to happen out in L.A. a few years ago when they shut down one of the major highways for half a day to fix a bridge. No, ladies and gentlemen, Carmageddon didn't happen in L.A. It's happened here in Austin. Obama has been here since yesterday, and there has been nonstop traffic. I-35 northbound, southbound blocked. Southbound this morning, northbound now. We had a guest that was going to be coming into studio and then a landline and can't even probably come on air because they can't get out of downtown because Obama was there this morning. The entire city is basically paralyzed with 20 miles of traffic backed up. We have a local news report here where he's out in Manor from about an hour ago with it backed up 20 miles into Austin. And by the way, this is right out by our office. We got to go shoot video of this. 20 miles of the traffic not moving.
Yeah, Alex, the B-roll that we're showing is traffic heading out of Austin towards Manor, a suburb that is nowhere near a metropolitan area as far as any of his planned visits.
And look, the cops are all over. I saw it this morning. He'd already left town. They were just randomly blocking mixmasters and highways just as some act of power. And that's what all of this is. It's just a total domination of the American people. Let's play the audio from some of that newscast. And then I shot some video on my iPhone this morning of the traffic cams, you know, that they have, where it just showed nothing moving on I-35 at 8 a.m. through 9:30 southbound, with them just blocking, waiting for him. And then when he goes through, like he's God, while he goes around fundraising. And again, it gets worse and worse and worse, but he won't go to the border. Let's go ahead and go to that report.
Welcome back to KXAN News at Noon. We are taking a live picture of State Highway 71 and the tollway 130 and the traffic back up there is a parking lot just outside of the airport near the Del Valle area. We assume this is the direction of the presidential motorcade, President Obama.
And again, we've got a bunch of these videos. We've got new ones. We've got ones from when he was here a year ago, ladies and gentlemen. But again, I want to show the ones that I shot on my iPhone today. And again, we actually have video of that. And again, they literally shut down the highways to do this. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Joe Biggs reporting from Marietta, Southern California, with Kit Daniels on what transpired last night. He got an interview. The video's up on InfoWars.com. With the hundreds of, quote, socialists that arrived demanding open borders. And again, we finally did get some shots up there showing the completely open highway for hours so that Obama could drive down it. And again, even after he was gone, even after he had left and wasn't even in the city anymore, they still just kept it shut an hour later when I drove to work. Just, I think they should permanently just close the road because he drove on it. I'm serious. Like, they used to take the wives of Viking kings and their children and burn them on a ship with his body. Why not blow the whole earth up just to honor Obama? I'm serious. How about some child sacrifice? Like, line the road with aborted babies, and that's what they're into anyways. I guess they already heat hospitals with dead babies' bodies and Pepsi's baby-flavored. Why not? See, the maximum satire I can come up with, they're involved in. And then they have Democratic Party websites make fun of me for saying Caligula married his horse and that elites become corrupt and decadent, knowing how ignorant their audience is, preying on the pseudo-fake bloated intellectuals who have 5 degrees and can't get jobs and are total failures and love it. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Joe Biggs. I'm in a crazed mood today, folks, because I'm just so sick of it all, trying to control myself here, trying to have gallows humor here as we watch the country hung by the neck until dead, or flayed alive, or drawn and quartered. I've had enough, I tell you, just having Obama and the globalist here in the city celebrating the destruction of Texas and America makes me want to throw up. Joe Biggs reporting from Southern California, what do you got for us?
All right, I'm Joe Biggs here in Marietta, California, in front of the Border Patrol station, where just seconds ago, federal agents were flying overhead in the helicopter, just watching these peaceful protesters. You know, they're circling around trying to hassle us. Meanwhile, behind me over this way, Border Patrol agents have been coming up to everybody that steps outside of the free speech zones, and they kind of push them back in their place and make sure that they stay over there. You know, this is complete tyranny at its best right now. You know, they've given us a small area to stand in, and if you try to step outside of that, they threaten you to call the cops and all that. What I saw last night was very interesting, though. Pro-amnesty supporters calling themselves a Freedom Socialist Party, you know, supporting Obama's socialist agenda.
Let's talk about the socialist, Joe Biggs, that you got an interview with. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, they were all about leaving the borders completely open. When I asked the lady, should we have borders, she said no. It should just be one North American continent completely. We should just let everybody roam freely through and do whatever they want. And then I asked her. Well,
sure, Joe, we're going to have to abort this interview for a minute here because somebody's got a radio on or somebody's got another mic open there. And so we'll move to another spot. And then when we come back from break, you can.
We're about to get kicked off right now. This is going live.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk to them then. Okay, well, let's go ahead. Oh, yeah. Evil reporter terrorists aren't allowed to be in America, I guess. Look at them.
Yes.
Well, if you were an illegal alien, you'd be fine. Go over and talk to them.
You want to come over?
Speak out.
Go talk to him.
I should be.
Well, we'll talk. No, that's fine if you don't mind. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. How are you doing? What's the problem?
I don't think there is a problem.
Oh, I didn't know if there was something new.
Did the Border Patrol agents mention anything about going inside these cones to you?
Yesterday, the police came by, someone from your police department, and said that this was a public road and we could actually be over here. I actually have that on tape.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you that because the Border Patrol agents mentioned to me that they don't want you behind these cones. I wasn't here yesterday, so
but why are they allowed to be over this way? That's why I was saying, does Fox News pay them or something?
I don't know. Let me talk to the Border Patrol guy because obviously there's two.
Well, Fox has got to be paying them or something if they can be over here because they're mainstream media and we can't be over there reporting for Americans. Look, yeah, but I'm saying.
No, exactly. Fox News is allowed to be there, but the cop came over to try to run the enemy, you know, the independent press off. And again, Joe, we're getting another audio feed from you. It's not even background people talking.
And they told me yesterday, too, if I have a press pass, I could be over here.
Well, I mean, that's how this works. It's whatever they say. So we're going to bust any illegals, ship them in. We expose it. Nobody gets in trouble. We're going to fund al-Qaeda. We're going to ship narcotics in. We're going to launder drug money. We're going to buy armored vehicles. We're going to spy on you illegally. We're going to put microphones up all over the street corners and listen to you. We're going to take your money. We're going to bankrupt the country. We're going to ban your light bulbs. We say your kids belong to us. We say you didn't build your business. We say Obamacare will lower your costs even though it doubles it or triples it. It's just a total system that's out of control. And if they could get the cops to put us all in FEMA camps, they would. The average cop's not even that bad. But again, Joe, we're getting a double feed here. But that happens sometimes with lights. It's not coming from there. We have an internal mic set on. Yep.
We'll walk somewhere else and call you back.
I'm telling you this right now. I personally spoke to them.
Hello?
On the telephone.
Somebody else's mic is going into yours, but you're not going wireless, are you?
Yes, I'm wireless.
Yeah, we always go with a cord. Number one rule is that we have a cord. Wireless always does this. It's a default position. But I know you guys are new. You're doing a great job. We're going to go to cord and then come back to you during the next break. See, and folks, this is total transparency. It's mission control. I'm directing it. It's the whole deal. I'm hearing the audio. I'm having to figure out what's going on. And so we'll figure that out and go to a corded mic. Corded mic. We ran into this down at the border last time in Texas. But again, I could tell it was another broadcast. But what it was Fox or somebody had them on in a channel. Plus, they can jam those really easy. So, I tell you, boy, there is no talk radio like this by any stretch of the imagination, I can tell you right now. Also, I'll just talk about it during the break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I would have loved for all of you to really be able to hear what happened there with the cop, but we'll try to go back and talk to him again and see what's going on and see what's finding out, find out what we can. But basically, they were like, you need to go ahead and move out of this area, but the corporate prostitutes could be there. At least Fox News is there reporting on what's going on, period. But again, we have the socialist video that is just absolutely essential up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to go to break and see if we can get audio with Joe Biggs down there. If not, just have him go HD, shoot video, file a report that way. And then we'll go to Oz, Ron, Tom, Stacy, and Lewis. In fact, in order, we'll go to Oz, then we'll go to Ron, then we'll go to Stacy, Lewis, and Tom. And we will get to your calls. And again, this is dynamic real radio. Some days it's a train wreck because it's real. Kind of like the train wrecked yesterday evening, coming up with 1,300, looked more like 5,000 the photos I saw. Illegals men, women, children, you name it, that we're not allowed to even call immigrants now or migrants. First, don't call them illegal aliens. Then call them immigrants or migrants. And then, no. They're all children. They can be a 55-year-old, three-time murderer, convicted child molester. You call them unaccompanied children, and the mainstream media jumps when they say do it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Why the union's that big business man? Why they used to grow food in Kansas? Then they wanna grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden's gonna be against
the law. All right, folks, that was deliberate jamming of our wireless signal. That's why I don't like using wireless out at those events because they can get messed up or people can dial into them. So we're going to get them hooked up with wires and go back to them. coming up. Right now, let's go to Oz in Georgia. Oz, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex? This is a red alert. With your permission, I'd like to say a few words.
Yeah, you're on the air. We don't really screen calls. You're on the air right now.
All right, thank you. Okay, well, the first thing I want to speak about is when Dinesh D'Souza said that Obama was really vindictive, he was not lying. Obama is someone that if you were to do something to him, he's going to do it to you tenfold. Now, I want to speak about the six American Islamist activists who work with the Obama administration that are Muslim Brotherhood operatives who enjoy strong influence over U.S. policy. That is what I want to speak about today.
Brother, listen, this is a phenomenon with the callers where everybody always says what they want to speak about. You're on air now. So I'm not screening your call. We're live right now.
Okay, then I want to know why nobody is doing anything about this. One of their main compounds is in Houston, Texas, and it is home to Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda.
No, that's true. They've got bases in California, Alabama, because the government runs Al-Qaeda. It's all a joke. It's all a scam.
Well, exactly, but we have these people like Muhammad Ali Diari, who changed their accent up and sound just like a person from Houston, Texas, or from the South. And I think this is the same thing that we see with Obama, where he's trying to change his accents to sound more Southern, more American. I mean, he already has the cutout family, the cutout wife.
No, I hear you. I hear you. You're making really great points. And again, I mean, they're turning the whole Middle East and Africa over to the most radical, vicious extremists you can imagine, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and then acting like they've got to take our rights away because it's happening. It gets me so angry I can hardly even do a radio show.
Alex, would you mind if I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I really need to say this. It seems like it's imaginary. It seems like it's made up by the CIA, FBI. But the thing that's going on here is that a lot of the CIA, FBI, NSA, all these federal agencies, they're converting to Islam. So not only are they hiring people from Hamas, people from these extremist groups. And I can tell you who's doing this. This is Janet Napolitano is hiring all these people. Obama is hiring all these people. And now they are enjoying influence over U.S. policy.
Well, you know, I used to always hear that he was a secret Muslim and all that. And he went to Cairo and he spoke better Arabic, they said, than most imams. And I don't just sit there and hate Muslims. And just because they're Muslims, there are super radical sects of it, and the globalists are the ones behind those, protecting them, arming them, and he gave them the missiles, he gave them the weapons, he let them attack all these countries. They tried to overthrow our ally, Egypt, and put the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda in charge, and our media called them protesters, and they were launching rockets at police stations and attacked the Egyptian military when they crushed them. And then his brother is a Muslim, excuse me, his cousin Odinga. And Odinga got caught shipping all this money up to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And it's just a bunch of criminal groups and special interest. And it's true that there is a radical Islamic special interest group working with the Democratic Party. And the Democrats, look what they're doing with La Raza and Meches, just any group they can to leverage a takeover. They'll work with Al-Qaeda, they'll work with big corporations, and the Republicans do it too. This is just a criminal takeover. Napoleon converted to Islam for a while and got a bunch of the folks to work with him. I mean, this has happened before, and man, I just can't believe it. I mean, I have reached a point that this is so serious, I try to not get angry on air, so I try to be more cynical and make jokes out of this, because it's either that or cry. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy to then see Secret Service when Obama's not even anywhere around, just driving around, bugging their eyes out at people in Austin and acting rude to people. Because that's their job. Make us feel small. Grab our genitals at the airport. Treat us bad. Tell us we're the terrorists. I mean, they say Homeland Security is for gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives. And they mean it. I mean, they're coming after us. If you're Al-Qaeda, you're okay. If you have no job and you're from South America, come on in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The video is not that good for radio, but it's very powerful if you see the video. It's in the featured news section of InfoWars.com. Pro-amnesty socialists flood Marietta City Hall. Amnesty activists hold signs stating, "Open the borders, freedom, socialist party, and immigrants welcome here." Again, to be voters who bring in pure socialism, a.k.a. Cloward and Piven. And they admit that on tape. So great job to Kit Daniels and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs down there on the border in Marietta. And they're coming back today, or I guess in the morning. And they've got a lot of HD footage that's now up on InfoWars.com. They're able to get more of it filed by the nightly news, 7 o'clock each night. And again, I thought it was just wireless chatter over the deal, but it was actual broadcasting over the channel we were on out there in Marietta. So we've got them with a wired-in mic now. There's a lot of bullhorning going on. The police are there. But Joe, I couldn't make it all out when you were talking to the senior police officer. Was that a Marietta police officer or a county sheriff? And it sounded to me like he said, get out of there. But you said, hey, you know, you've got Fox News right there. What are you saying?
Roger that. It was a Marietta
police department officer. And he came over and said, no, you can't be over here. You're standing on the wrong side of the cones. The Border Patrol asked you to leave, but standing right behind me is Fox News. I said, well, if Fox News can be over there, the mainstream media, the ones who don't even tell the truth, why can they be over there? They must be paying off the Border Patrol. They must be paying off the police. I mean, just seconds ago after I was told I couldn't be here, a Fox News cameraman was standing right over here outside of the coned area where I was just told I could not be, and the Border Patrol didn't even go over and say anything to him. That's what's going on. This is tyranny at its best.
Well, it's no longer the Border Patrol or ICE or Homeland Security. It's the Department of Illegal Alien Importation. And I'm seeing the photos and videos of these trains. Most of these are adult men. These are not children, but the media says you will call them unaccompanied children, and then all the prostitute media that works with the government, who's allowed to be there, but we aren't, they all dutifully do whatever the globalists tell them to do. This is just amazing, Joe.
Yeah, it's crazy. And last night, though, too, you know, with the whole the pro-amnesty side, with the socialist flags flying and all that, they said everybody that was on our side over here, on the pro, you know, or the anti-illegal immigrant side, they were calling us all terrorists, bigots, that we were basically unwelcomed, and we should not be out here doing this. But they want the borders to be completely wide open, and they just want to make one huge North American continent with no borders whatsoever.
And by the way, that's the North American Union plan that Petraeus and Pelosi talked about. We're still not going to be allowed into Mexico. It's only we're open, and then we've got to pay the bills. You understand that?
Yes, I mean, what's going on out here is crazy. But, I mean, the positive side of this is, you know, we're standing out here waiting on a bus. The bus hasn't happened. You know, what that tells me is a city like Murrieta stood up to the tyranny. They stood up to the government and said, no, you're not going to come in here. And they scared these guys, and they're not willing to come down here right now at all.
Well, it's amazing. You know, that officer's body language was he didn't dislike you. He was being ordered to come over and try to tell you to get out of that area.
Well,
because the, quote, Border Patrol wanted you to.
Yesterday, the police department came over here directly in the spot where I'm standing, and they said, you can be here. If you have press credentials, you can be here, and you can be across the street right over there where I was just standing. They said that is a public area on the right side of the road. The Border Patrol side is on the left side. So the police department told us that. So the Border Patrol, the government, is bullying the local police department and telling them how they can run their jurisdiction.
Well, the truth is you should be able to be anywhere as long as it's not on private property, and all those right-of-ways are public under common law. First, they say, just get in these boxes. Then phase two, they say, now get back in a smaller box. And finally, they say, leave. They're training you to go under their control. And, again, I mean, if you want to, I think you should go over there and talk to them and say, is this public right-of-way? Is this the county or city of Murrieta? Because I know the city has come out and said the feds aren't helping them. They can't take all these illegals and the rest of it.
Well, I mean, right over here behind us was another area where they were allowing parking over here. And then they blocked it off and made this area that they were going to call a police command center. But there's nobody even here from the police station for that. They're just trying to keep the free speech zone smaller and smaller. You know, every time we go to one of these events, they get smaller and smaller and smaller, and this is like a tiny box we're able to stand in to be able to voice our opinions here.
Yeah, well, you do what you feel is best, but I personally would go and challenge it and walk around. When they come over and flip out, I'd say, come on, man, this is America. You're busing illegal aliens in here committing federal crime. We're here to expose this cover-up. What do you expect us to do? I noticed Fox News is supposedly allowed to be on the other side of the street. What do you want to do, Joe? Okay, Joe Biggs.
I'm saying, let's go do it. Why not?
How dare an American walk where illegals are about to be bussed in. Again, we're not against these kids. I kind of agree with Glenn Beck that it is good to be nice to them, give them soccer balls, teddy bears, because they're leaving collapsed areas. But they're being used as weaponized tools politically in the middle.
Do what? Anybody, you, sir. That's fine. Okay, how about you?
I mean, that's America right there. Just walk on over there.
Okay, yeah, sure. Please have somebody out there. They're refusing to talk. They said they'll get someone else right
now. Where are they standing, Joe? Where are they standing?
So why is it? I have a question, though. Why could Fox News bring their cameras over here a minute ago for 5 minutes after I was told I couldn't be here? And
just walk up to him, Joe.
Film, and not one of you guys walked over.
Close the distance before the cop gets there.
Do what?
I mean, that's not Mexico or Border Patrol. That's a county road. I would just
that's
go talk to them.
The county road is all we were saying is why was Fox News allowed to sit over there? We were told we had to leave.
Well, no. Why are citizens, period? Why are citizens, period, treated like crap? Tell them you want an air-conditioned bus to give you a ride back to Austin.
I want an air-conditioned box in there. I want some free food. Can I get a health care? I'm a veteran. I haven't been seen in 5 months. Can you guys do anything for us, please?
That's right. He coughs up blood every day, but he can't get into the VA.
I can't get into the VA, but they're in there hanging out. That's ridiculous. What does this country come to?
By the way, have they still canceled your VA check since you went on the base?
Yeah, I haven't gotten anything yet. Well, okay, they're going to try to call the police again and do what they do because they're sheep.
Well, just listen. That's a county road right there, right? Go over and talk to them.
Yeah, it's a county road.
Go over and talk to them. Again, live from Marietta, California with Joe Biggs.
It's not a public road.
Spin around.
Is this not a public road to walk on?
Yeah, we need to get the demonstrators over there to talk to everybody and just discuss this and not be put in smaller and smaller boxes. Go talk to that Border Patrol. Let's go find out what's going on. That lady's talking to them.
Okay, but what's the problem, though, is what I don't understand. I know, but that's a problem. When you follow orders and you don't follow your heart and you're not an American and you don't go by that, then that's what tyranny takes
over. Ask him how long ago Obama ordered the stand down.
Anybody could take orders.
Ask him how long ago Obama ordered the stand down.
Do what now?
How long ago did Obama order the stand down?
When did Obama order the stand down?
No.
Talk to him.
Wait over here.
No, ask him if that's a county road or Border Patrol jurisdiction.
Can you hear him?
Go ahead.
They're only at the border. They're just in a power grab, getting more parts of the country as an internal checkpoint.
Border Patrol, don't you know that by now?
Again, if you just joined us, our reporters are in Southern California and Marietta, and they're just... How far away are you from the border? That's the fence right there, correct?
Oh, no. We're pretty far away from the border. This is maybe... 120 miles.
Yeah, that's what I thought looking at the map, so I don't understand why the Border Patrol is there.
Well, they have a big fence. If we have a fence across our border, it's racist, but it's okay for them to have their fence. It's okay for the White House to have a fence around that.
But wait a minute. That's right. I mean, they're dumping the people there in Marietta that's a ways from the border, and then why is the Border Patrol there? It just clicked. Their constitution-free zone is only 100 miles from the border. I would go ask them, what are you doing away from the border stopping citizens from reporting on illegals being bussed in? They literally are the immigrant importation agency.
Why are you guys keeping us from doing our job to report on this? All we're trying to do is get the facts. Hello?
Back out from Marietta so people can see the map. This is unbelievable.
People don't care.
They're using our free and open society.
And the police are now pulling up. There's two police.
All right, we'll talk to them. Ask them why the Border Patrol is 100 miles from the border telling you that the press can't walk around on the side of the road in a county. Go up and see what they're talking about over there. Let's go find out. Go ask the cop what's going on. No.
It's all right. We have the right to record.
Sir, stay back.
We have the right to record.
Stay back.
But all I'm saying is there's been people walking over and talking to you guys, so why can't we?
Because we're not on camera right now. Stay back.
Ask him why he's 100 miles from the border.
Why are you guys 100 miles from the border?
Is that an
office? Yes.
To protect illegals.
From my job.
It's called the First Amendment.
From Austin, Texas, from Infowars.com.
Infowars.com with
border. Yes.
I don't understand what you are.
No, the thing is, those people keep coming over, and after you guys told us we had to move, Fox News moved their camera.
Listen. Why is the Border Patrol 100 miles from the border shepherding illegals?
The police officers came over yesterday. That's all I was saying.
They're there to cover up a crime. Bring that up.
You're actually impeding immigration right now.
Why is Border Patrol 100 miles away?
Impeding immigration.
Impeding immigration.
Importing them.
You guys are impeding immigration. We can't talk to the ICE at all, any ICE officials whatsoever. You guys put them on furlough.
Tell him he's stonewalling while helping smuggle humans.
You guys are stonewalling while helping smuggle humans.
Step back behind.
That guy has no jurisdiction. Tell the cop to come over. That guy, that Border Patrol
no
is involved in treason.
Isn't this public property over here?
Step back out of the roadway.
Hey, go over to the sidewalk. Go to the sidewalk. The cops know it's all color law. Go to the cops over there. Go talk to that cop and ask
why. Can I talk to you real quick, please, sir?
No, go.
We're just trying to find out why yesterday we were told we could stand over here, and then today they're flipping out on us. That's what we're trying to figure out. We're just standing over here being nice.
They can control their property, sir.
I thought we were told yesterday that
that's right away. That is not their property. That is not.
Really?
God, they're all working for the system. All the aid and abet shipping the illegals in.
That's all. It's not an interview. It's just a conversation.
Okay. All right, go to the sidewalk. Go where they're at over there. This is unbelievable. And now they're wandering around. Look at her. She's there aiding and abetting this.
Come on out of the public roadway. That way we can talk up on the.
Okay. So we're just trying to figure out, because we were given different information yesterday, and that's what I've been trying to find out. They just keep stonewalling me. They won't answer my question. Yesterday, an officer from your police, they came over here and stopped and talked to us and said this was an open area. You could be over here and sit down, have chairs, and talk and interview and protest on this side of the road. We have that on film.
Ask them why the Border Patrol's out of their jurisdiction, harassing citizens.
Okay, why can't we be over here today when yesterday you said we could?
Well, I don't know what's changed. So all I'm asking you here today, while I'm here, is to please come out of the...
Ask them why the Border Patrol
of course.
Is policing citizens.
Private property rights or on the Border Patrol's area.
Why is the Border Patrol policing citizens?
That's your guys' job. Why are the Border Patrol policing citizens?
If you have specific questions,
can I stand right here?
News. How come Your the police didn't tell Fox News in this valid area that we were told to get out of?
But isn't
you're just being
why are you?
No, you're not. You're violating our rights, lady.
But what I'm saying, why is Fox here? Is Fox paying you guys? Does Fox News pay all you so they can use that?
On the other side of the street. Or you can hang out over there with Fox. They don't want you on the
side. Go over to Fox. Go to the Fox satellite.
Not listen.
No, it's not that. We just want to get a good an answer. That's all.
I just gave you an answer.
But that's not what we were told.
You're aiding and abetting the importation of illegals.
It should be the same standard all the time.
Go to the Fox satellite. That's fine.
We'll go to the Fox side then. We'll go over here with lamestream media.
No. Not the other side. Go where Fox is at with the satellite dish. Because they'll have to make them move too. Again, folks, this is cops following criminal orders to violate the First Amendment to then aid and abet the fraud of bringing illegals over.
Yeah, exactly.
Right here. We're right here outside the cones.
Now, Fox will try to get you, if they follow the pattern, to have the cops throw you out of there as well. Joe, I don't mean to be ranting here, but I mean break down what just happened. You're how many miles away from the border?
120 miles from the border.
And the Border Patrol is there to keep the press away from the illegals.
It's 10 times more guarded than our borders are.
Well, no, that's their job, is to guard the illegal transfer and the human trafficking.
It's government-sponsored human trafficking at its best.
Give us a report. Talk about what just happened.
What happened was, is we walked and we stood and we were talking where we were told to yesterday by the local police. And then Border Patrol came over and said, oh, you can't be here. Well, that's not their jurisdiction. This is the public property area. This is the city's area right here.
Right away.
They're trying to bully us around. It's only a matter of seconds before the brown shirts will show up, too, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, and now the Border Patrol is fully converted to standing down on the border and then organizing bases inside the country to deploy illegals all over the nation.
Yeah. I mean, everybody out here is watching this happen right now and filming because they see the tyranny happening right now. They're seeing these puppets for the Obama administration just try to put a stranglehold on real Americans out here trying to speak the truth. None of that altered crap.
And I love how the cops are saying, just be nice, don't get upset, just basically you can't report because you're an American. We're about to help the Border Patrol bring illegals in here, and, you know, they're committing a major crime, so why are you upset? You should just let us shove you out of here.
Yeah, I don't get why they... This is just crazy. You know, it's... I can't believe what I'm seeing here right now. You can't even come out here and talk on public property, and they have to shuttle you off in some little small free speech zone box.
Watch. I bet they try to harass those patriots that have a Culpepper don't tread on me flag.
I wouldn't doubt it. They'll probably start running over and tackle them here at any minute. Well, they're sitting over here. Look at them, meeting over here, conspiring for what they're going to do next.
Well, I love how the cops walk up not so much the woman, but the other guy walks over like, I can't believe you're filming me in a public place when all they do is film us and surveil us. I can't believe you're concerned about the collapse of America and huge trains from Central and South America pouring in with criminals and you name it. I can't believe you care. How dare you, Joe?
Yeah, how dare me exercise my rights as an American? What is it?
Well, also, they were simply telling you don't block the road, which they'll try jurisdictionally to say you're blocking it and arrest you. But you can go up to the edge of the sidewalk. You can also use the road to go back and forth. I would personally...
Well, look down here. Look at this. Oh, they said this is a public area. This road right here, this dirt, is public road, public access.
Yeah, it's a right-of-way. It's a right-of-way.
Yeah.
It's a shoulder.
And now they're saying that that's Border Patrol property, and we can no longer be there.
Yeah, that's a lie. Yesterday. You can go to the maps, guaranteed it's not Border Patrol.
The local police came.
By the way, she said, don't you respect private property? So now the feds call their land private property. They want fences. They don't want to be surveilled, but they want to surveil us because it is a government run by crooks, for crooks, by crooks, of the crooks. We're going to go to break and come back to you. Overdrive with calls. We'll get to Ron in Hawaii, I promise. We'll get to everybody else. I mean, this is real radio. I'm not putting on an act. I'm angry. This is sick.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You have the globalists triggering a giant exodus of refugees from collapsing Latin America into the United States. This is only the beginning. And you can expect police and Homeland Security to bivouac hundreds of thousands per major city in your area as a new political force they control that will carry out political voting operations, rioting, you name it. The Cubans were used for that in the 80s, very small numbers compared to this, in Florida for political control. Because they brought in the dregs there as well when Castro dumped his criminals on to the United States. And that's basically what's happening. People that have disabilities, people that have criminal records, mothers that are poor with a bunch of kids. It is party time, and the cops are there. How dare you be an American? What the? You're supposed to cower at home, like that judge that went door-to-door in Dallas and said, you don't come out and protest, boy. You do something we don't like, we're going to arrest you. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Because this is a total takeover plan. Joe Biggs and Kent Daniels, I know you're going to have articles out on this, but Border Patrol operating 120 miles outside their jurisdiction, busing in the illegals, dumping them off there in the city, and the police, even though the mayor has said they don't want more of the illegals and can't pay for it, $60 million already in the last 2 years, the cops are taking the orders of the Border Patrol to not let you walk up and talk to them and stuff because the prostitute media does what they're told. You don't.
Well, they're going to make these people look like terrorists on their news websites. They're going to call them bigots and things like that. That's pretty much what they usually always do. But if you notice, since we've been here, look at all the amount of cops and stuff that have showed up. When you're an American and you exercise your rights, they come out in full force. I just think it's hilarious that we went over there and asked them a few questions, and now they brought out a couple
well,
more.
Well, literally, the enemy showed up. The enemy showed up.
Yeah, that's right. When you're a liberty-loving American, you are a terrorist, an enemy to this government now.
They brought the canine units.
Yeah, they brought the canine units now.
Yeah, purely for intimidation. Purely for intimidation to make sure they can commit those felonies and ship those illegals in as fast as they can.
Well, look at this. Pan over here real quick. Look at all these people over here. I mean, does that look like people who are terrorists to you? Everyone's sitting down waving American flags right now, having a good time, and they just don't want buses full of people coming into their town and making their city go bankrupt.
Well, it's undoubtedly. Have you seen any, without saying names, any provocateurs trying to stir up trouble?
Oh, yeah. There's one possible FBI informant guy here.
Well, listen, the issue here overall is that it's important that there not be any violence there. It's important that, you know, we try to be as peaceful as possible. But we have to exercise our free speech at the same time, and we just cannot let the Border Patrol, 120 miles from the border, with the police, sit there and frustrate it. But I guess they're getting upset because I guess they can't have those buses drop people off there because you're there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still waiting for another helicopter to start flying over and having people rappel down right here in our location.
Well, Joe, it's frustrating out there live on the street, but you've done an incredible job despite some technical issues. You and Kit, when are you guys coming back?
Tomorrow night.
All right, well, we're going to have more live reports with you. Let's have a live report at like 11:30, 30 minutes into the show, Central Time. Tomorrow, get your reports filed. Get those out to everybody that's out there. And, again, we just salute you and commend you, and we'll be praying for you. And it's just, I don't even think those cops are bad people, but there they are aiding and abetting the Border Patrol that are so happy with their new job to follow orders to import people illegally while citizens are being treated like total slaves. And it just proves Homeland Security, all of it, is about slavery and is about control. More videos and articles from Kit Daniels and Joe Biggs at InfoWars.com and PrisonPilot.com. I'm going to do some overdrive now, back in 1 minute, going right to Ron in Hawaii and others. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of
independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war.